Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts is sending help to Florida as that state deals with the effects of Hurricane Irma. Governor Baker has authorized the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, MEMA, to send an emergency team and a nursing team to Florida. Joining us to talk more about that is MEMA spokesperson Christopher Bessie. Good morning, Chris, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the two teams that are going to Florida to help down there. What type of work will they be doing? How long will they be gone? And as I understand it, there are additional teams going as well.
That's right. So we now have, we announced two teams yesterday that we're going to be going down and have two additional ones that we've, offers have been accepted this morning. So now there's a total of four teams en route. So the four teams essentially are, we have two different emergency operations center kind of support teams. One is a three-person EOC support team that will be working in the infrastructure branch in an emergency operations center. The second is a what we call an incident management team, and that's from Northwest Incident Management Team, made up of first responders from the northwest part of Massachusetts. They've got a 14-person team that's going down to work in emergency operations center support. We also have a 9-person nursing team from the Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital System that's going to be going down and providing some medical support in shelters. And we also recently received word of an acceptance of a National Guard 19-person support team that's going to go down and work with the Florida National Guard and their media relations. And all of those teams are leaving either yesterday, today, or tomorrow and are going to be down for about 2 weeks.
What have emergency responders, your emergency partners in Florida, told you about what's going on there and the ground in that state now? What are these teams going to be facing?
Sure. So I think, we see on the news some of the damage they have going on down there. And really at this point, they're still kind of in the middle of the storm. So in terms of what their needs are and what the conditions are, it's something they're really still evaluating. But it's definitely something there's going to be a long recovery process in all aspects, everything from the flooding to the power outages to the destroyed buildings. There's a lot of different impacts down there they're going to be faced with and the survivors are going to be faced with. So, we're happy to be able to send people down and support our colleagues down in Florida.
It's not the first time we've done this. Massachusetts has helped other states in the past in other natural disasters. What have we learned from the past experiences in terms of providing the most beneficial help possible to the people facing the aftermath of a natural disaster?
In any disaster, obviously getting people the right information they need is critical, and most importantly, trying to give them the resources and tools that are available from government programs to be able to get their lives back to normal or as close to normal as they can. Many people's lives are disrupted and turned upside down, if their property is damaged or, they face other impacts. So it's something that every disaster is a little bit different, but there are many common themes.
These teams are going down. There are Coast Guard crews from Cape Cod that are there. Also, Massachusetts utilities have sent crews to help utility companies down in Florida. This type of help is part of a informal agreement between states. How has Massachusetts benefited from the sharing of resources?
That's a great question. It's a mutual aid system. It's called the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, EMAC for short. And that's essentially a state-to-state mutual aid agreement where impacted states can request assistance from other states. So not only have we sent teams and people to other states after their disasters, but we've received help here as well. So most recently, even in the 2015 winter storms that we had, those back-to-back-to-back-to-back winter storms, we brought in not only teams to work here in our Emergency Operations Support Center from other states, but even we brought in about 250 pieces of snow removal equipment from other states. So it's the same process of sharing resources and teams across the state. So we've benefited from it as well and now being able to return the favor.
Chris, good luck to the Massachusetts teams on the move to Florida. MEMA spokesman Christopher Bessie, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me, Bob.